A new study published in Jerusalem finds that more than half of Israel's Jews do not support complete equality for the country's Arab citizens. A similar number believe Israeli Arabs should be encouraged to leave. NPR's Linda Gradstein reports.
The survey was published by the Israel Democracy Institute. Professor Asher Aryan, one of the study's coordinators, says it shows that support for democracy in Israel has plummeted.
The trajectory is down, is lower, is less democratic. The basic problem is not a new problem. It's not the case that 10 years ago Israel was a blooming democracy and today it isn't. That's not what I'm arguing. But we do have continuing evidence of an erosion of democratic values.
The survey shows that erosion is seen most dramatically in the attitudes of Israeli Jews toward the country's Arabs, who make up about one-sixth of Israel's population. The study found that three-quarters of Israeli Jews do not believe that Israeli Arabs should participate in decisions that affect the future of the country, such as determining its borders and any final peace agreement with the Palestinians. Less than a third of Israeli Jews support having Arab political parties participate in government, and a majority thinks Israeli Arabs should be encouraged to emigrate. Political analyst Yaron Ezrahi says these opinions are a direct result of the hundreds of Palestinian attacks against Israelis over the past 2.5 years.
This Palestinian terror, basically of fundamentalist Islamic fanatics, but not only, is eroding the commitment to democratic values in the Israeli polity.
A small minority of Israeli Arabs have been directly involved in terrorist attacks. One suicide bomber who killed 3 Israelis at a train station last year was an Israeli Arab. Several dozen Israeli Arabs have been arrested on suspicion of helping suicide bombers. And earlier this month, Israel arrested more than a dozen members of the Islamic movement in Israel on suspicion of funneling money to the militant Palestinian group Hamas. Political analyst Ezrahi says the Israeli education system is also to blame for the decline in democratic values. He says that the right-wing Likud and national religious parties have pushed democratic education out of the curriculum in Israeli schools.
We have now a legacy of decades where democratic education, exposure to democratic values have been marginalized and eclipsed by what the present Minister of Education, Limor Livnat, calls national education.
That means, says Ezrahi, that subjects like the history of Western democracies and human rights are barely mentioned in schools. The Democracy Institute survey also found increasing social tensions among different groups in Israel, native Israelis and new immigrants, Orthodox and secular, and Jews from Eastern Europe and Arab countries. The study said another disturbing factor is declining participation in elections, down 10% in the most recent vote. Linda Gradstein, NPR News, Jerusalem.